Welcome to the Sisters Inc. Show with real life sisters,
Kim Mulcahy
and Lara Mulcahy.
Join us for a laugh, guys, an upbeat conversation about lifestyle, pop culture, women's interests,
and everything in between. Hey, if you love the podcast, please subscribe and give us 5 of those sparkling stars. Now, on with the show. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sisters Inc. Show. I'm Lara Mulcahy.
Hey everybody, Kim here.
Yee-hee, sisters, yep. Here we are again. Kim, can't believe it. It's May already.
I know. Hey, it's May. What happened?
It's May.
Blinked and we're in the middle of the year. It's turning into winter. I'm so freezing.
I know.
Well, it's winter in Australia anyway.
Yeah, my woolly jumper's out, definitely out today. Canadian jumper.
Canadian, eh?
Canadian, eh? Chicken burger, eh? Seriously, I'm pulling this out from 20,000 years ago because it's that full-on fleece made for the snow.
It is very fluffy. I mean, I'm guessing they have better fabrics for that sort of weather over there because Australia, yeah. We're not really well prepared unless you're living in the snowy mountains. But my wardrobe is not winter-proofed.
We're not ready. We're so not ready.
Not ready, and I'm every bit freezing. My place does not get enough natural sunlight, I've discovered. It's only taken a few years
to discover that. Oh, but excuse me, I did see, I was stalking you, sister, on your Instagram, that you did get a bit of a woolly something for Mother's Day.
I got a jump because I was whinging so much about how cold I was. I got a lovely polar neck, loose fit jumper for Mother's Day from the boys.
So cute.
Popped that on straight away, got a good workout on Mother's Day.
Is it warm?
It is warm.
Yeah.
It's thin.
Yeah.
But it's warm. So.
Turtleneck.
Great polar stuff.
Neck. What do you call it? Turtleneck?
Turtleneck. Why is it a turtleneck? Because they have the rolls of fat around their neck. Great. What? I'm going to look like a turtle with my rolls of fat around my neck.
Oh, maybe it's a turtleneck because it like gets.
It creases.
Or is it because it's tight around your neck and then like their head pokes out? You know how a turtle's
head
just pokes
that.
Out?
There's some trivia for you guys.
Yeah.
Where did turtleneck come from?
Yeah.
But then there's polo neck. Now, would that be from playing polo?
I was going to say polar bear.
No, you know when you play polo, it might be their uniforms or something they wear when they're on the horses and they've got the stick in there.
We are pathetic. We have no idea for fashion. People are going to have to like let us know.
Cheerio, boys. Here I am in my polo neck.
Cheerio, boys.
Cheerio, boys.
Cheerio, lads. Let's put our polo neck on.
So anyway, it's got a neck that folds over.
It's a neck's always a good thing. You can put your head through the hole.
Yeah, it's got sleeves and it's baggy and it's beige. So it's very nice.
Well, at least they remember. Did you get a card?
I got a beautiful card.
Yes. Did it say nice things?
It says Queen. And I love this. Queen of Awesomeness.
Of course.
They know me too well. In hot pink.
Oh, perfect.
My branding colours and everything.
Did you get breakfast in bed?
No. So, okay, a little bit of a fail there.
I
woke up and we were waking up early, admittedly, we went to the in-laws.
Nice.
For Mother's Day breakfast. We were invited, which was lovely because it was the first day just on the weekend we were allowed out.
Yes.
To have up to groups, I think, of 10 people together.
I can't keep up. I don't know.
Oh, God, I hope so because otherwise totally been illegal.
Is it 50,000? I can't keep up anymore.
Anyway, there's only 6 of us. So if it was 5, we've only breached it by 1. If it was 10, we were well in the parameters.
No, you were so fine because I remember the first one where you could – God, seriously, my head's going to explode. But the first one where you could visit friends, you could take 2 adults and you could take your kids. So you're fine.
Right. Oh, well, there was 2 kids and 4
Yeah, but you're going
adults.
To their house, so you're fine.
To their house. So that was lovely. Had a Mother's Day brekkie. But because I think we were up and getting ready really quickly, the whole breakfast in bed, make mum a cup of tea was skipped this year.
Didn't happen.
But that's okay. That's okay.
Well, because you were having brunch. They probably thought you can't have 2 brunches.
Happy Mother's Day to all the lovely mothers out there
too.
It must be a tricky one. All these days that we celebrate, Mother's Days, Father's Days, whatever other days, must be sad for people who have lost their mum or are estranged from mum. Maybe the whole relationship's not a great one.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There was that great.
It brings up lots of stuff, doesn't it?
It sure does. And that great meme, I think I always get it. Is it a meme or a meme?
I say meme. What do you say?
I don't know.
I say tomato. You say tomato. I say meme. You say
potato.
I don't know. Who cares?
Who cares? But there was that. Some of my friends were sharing. It was really beautiful. It was like different bunch. I think it was about 6 bunches of flowers in the photo, and it was like, celebrating people who've lost their mum, people who always wanted to be a mum and never got to be a mum, foster mums, adoptive mum, like all the different
fur baby mums.
I'm a fur baby mum. And I'll tell you what I got for Mother's Day. I got woken up at 5:30 a.m. with meow, meow, meow. Just the usual.
To say happy Mother's Day, Mum.
No, to give me bloody fancy feast and the bloody, you know, crunchy food things.
Don't whinge. You love her.
I do love her.
She's your baby. She's my baby. Lara's ragdoll cat.
Sabrina.
People is so spoiled. So she's spoiled. Such a diva.
I know, right?
Hilarious.
She's loving having me home so much, by the way. But it's another special day today.
It is.
Go on. Tell them.
It's a podcast. You want me to tell them?
We've got to speak or they won't know what we're
doing. It's our dad's birthday, but not any old birthday. It's his 80th birthday. Yay. You made it, Dad. You're
happy,
rocking
happy
80.
Birthday,
happy
Daddy.
Birthday. Yeah, he's awesome. Mum and Dad are, they're not with us here in Sydney. They're up in Queensland, but we had planned a wonderful catch-up. They were going to come down. We're going to have dinner and all sorts of other things planned out and about. But, of course, no, we're doing it long distance.
We're doing the COVID version.
Now, here's the thing. We do want to have a Zoom call, but Mum and Dad have never done a Zoom call before.
Oh, God.
This could be interesting. I can't imagine him as an 80. Like,
he
doesn't seem like an 80.
Amazing. He looks like he's 60.
And he is on the computer and they do their thing, but they've never done Zoom. No. So this could be very funny. We'll have to video.
We'll let you know how Zoom. It goes next time. It's going to be hilarious because I've given him notice. I said, Dad, now there's this thing called Zoom. And my lovely friend Mark.
You think it's to do with the car.
I know. He'd be like, yeah, I'm getting a Porsche. But my friend Mark had told his parents how to do it for some celebration. So he forwarded me the email and he said, forward this to your dad. It'll explain how to do it. And I said to Dad, so have you got a camera on your, like, computer? And he's like, I think I have to attach a camera. And I just went, no, is going to get too hard.
He's got all the add-ons.
So then I'm like, scrap that. iPad. And then I'm like, oh, no, for the iPad, he'll have to download the iPad app. So then I had to explain.
Too many moving parts. Too complicated.
This is our life, though, explaining technology. I mean, I have 11-year-olds explaining it to me and then I'm explaining it to our parents. So I'm saying, like, go to the app store. It's the blue thing with the triangle.
Oh, God.
It's called Zoom. And then you it's like, I think we'll end up FaceTiming, seriously.
I think we will. But you know what? Actually, you just reminded me on one of the TV shows the other morning, they were showing a Facebook device. I think it was like, it looked like an iPad. Please, I'm not techie, so don't.
Yeah, we're shocked.
If someone wanted to let us know what it is, that'd be great. They've created it and they were promoting it, I think, so that they could take it into old people's homes. And it's very visual. So they literally just press one big button and it opens up the talking video app so that families can talk to their mums and dads in the retirement homes. Great idea because it's simple. It's already there. It's two or three big buttons. They just go, press the one button and off you go.
Yeah, because they need to – it's so hard to explain that stuff over the phone. Like I did that with Mum the other week.
You've got a chance with Dad because he's more technically inclined, but no, Mum, no.
Try it because Mum and I – oh, look, I digress a bit, but that's what we do on this show. We digress.
We talk a lot about Mum.
We do. Sorry, Mum. That's all right. She can't listen because she can't work out the technology.
So we're safe. We're safe.
Well, there is no way she'll learn how to find podcast app.
Getting comedy leverage from our mother.
Oh, my God. Because Mum and I are both obsessed with the show Outlander.
Oh, yes, guys.
Sing
to the point
me
of
a song.
Oh, my God.
The theme tune of the TV show is their ringtone. So when Mum calls me, that's what the ring is the Outlander theme.
It's very, very sad.
It is sad when you're in love with the same man as your mother. Like, that's just scary.
And now you've started the trend of those really beautiful, tasteful presents.
Stop it.
Like cushions and mugs. And I'm glad I haven't seen Mum's lounge room for a few years because they always come here to Sydney rather than the other way around. But it must be pretty shocking.
Let's just say that for the last few Christmases, I've been ordering from one particular site that I've gotten her the Jamie cushion. She's had the Jamie mug.
Jamie cushion.
But
she gets to sit on him.
Dad is just like so over it. He's like, can you stop buying Jamie merchandise at our house?
There's a bit of competition there. He's only about, you know what, 50 years younger.
I said, well, Dad, obviously you need to be bringing more romance into the relationship because if Mum's just reading, because Mum constantly reads romance novels and watches Outlander, I'm like, well, Dad, step up. But he is 80.
But how long is this going to go on? And their place must start to look like a souvenir shop for the Outlander show.
I'm trying to think what I've got. So she's got the cushion. She's got the mug. Actually, I've got the mug too.
Hasn't she got the box set?
She's got DVDs, all the books. She's got the DVD. She watches it repeats. Like even when it repeats on Foxtel, she watches from the beginning.
I'm scared. Next time we see them at their place, they're probably dressed in the whole regalia of, you know, the Scottish kilt and the dress and everything.
I hope he's got pants on. And
talking about pants, stop it. Tell them, Lara, what happened today on our dad's birthday?
So dad's 80th. So and it is hard not being able to be there and give him a hug on such a big celebration. But so Kim and I went, well, normally I would bake. I love baking. We'll talk about that later. But I was going to bake a special cake. So Kim and I went, well, we'll send him some cupcakes. And we found this great baker.
Well, you did. You did.
And I'm the queen of organising.
You can take the credit.
Thank you. You paid for some.
So I contributed. Lara did all the groundwork. Yes.
Welcome to our life. So I went. I found a local baker, and she does these beautiful cupcakes. Shout out to Cakes and Candy. Might get a free lot next time. but she did these beautiful half a dozen. And I said, and she delivers. And I went,
they're
great.
Beautiful. So they she's look amazing.
So originally she was going to deliver them around 10. Now Mum and Dad are very much like I'm a big sleeper in error. You're not as much because you've got your son.
If I sleep in, I'm awake. Like I wake up and I can't.
If you sleep in, you're awake.
Well, I'm still in bed.
That does not make sense.
I snooze in. Oh, okay. So I stay awake. Anyway. So I might wake up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., but if I choose to stay in bed, I'm still awake till 7, 8. You know what I mean?
I do now, yes.
Anyway, don't worry about that.
She's a sleeper and a wakerer.
So, I pretend I'm asleep.
Well, Mum and Dad are a bit like me. They're a bit night owls, so they sleep in. And, hey, they're retired, do whatever they want. You know, who cares when you're 80? Go for it. So the lady said, I'll deliver about 10. So I warned Mum the other day. I said, Mum, surprise, cupcakes coming for Dad, 10 a.m., be ready. Then the lady messaged me and said, oh, I'm going to be a bit early, 9:15. Meanwhile, I'm trying to ring Mum and Dad this morning from just before 9 to go wake up because the lady's going to be coming. Yeah. Mum's phone battery's flat, of course.
Oh, it's always flat. She forgets to plug it in.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't want an emergency, seriously. So I'm like, can't ring, trying to get through for an hour. Meanwhile, the lady messages me from the cupcake going, the cupcakes are all delivered, sends me a picture of them. I'm like, oh, they look great.
They left
so
them
much
on the front porch.
And I thought, yeah, she's left them. So then I messaged her and I went, oh, did anyone answer the door? And she went, yes.
Your dad answered the door in his underpants. Oh, no. I'm like, now there's a sight. Although dad's.
He's pretty fit.
He's very fit for 80, but I'm sure that poor lady did not expect to see.
An 80-year-old in his underpants.
An old guy in his undies answered the door.
So then when we finally got through to Mum this morning, Mum goes, oh, yeah, she was there about 10 to 9. So literally Dad got out of bed.
Good on you, Dad.
To get his cupcakes. But
he doesn't care, though. He's pretty laid back.
He doesn't care. He said he just poked his head around, but he obviously poked much more than his head around.
Well, there's a joke there, but we won't go there. We'll keep it clean for this podcast.
And Dad's old school. I'm just thinking, I know Dad in his underpants. He's not like these new dudes with their long underpants and boxers. He's like the full jockeys. He's like jockey man.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure people don't want to hear about
it. Just painting a picture for you folks as you're washing your dishes.
Anyway, happy birthday, Dad. You've made it a memorable one already.
Hilarious.
Oh, what else has been going on?
Hey, did your little man, what happened there?
Oh, yeah, we're back to school for one day today.
Hooray.
For the week. So in New South Wales, we are one day a week until further notice. I think each state in Australia is a little bit different, each to their own, I suppose, depending on how the teachers feel about it, probably depending on the size of the school. But anyway, we're back one day a week. The year 12s are back every day.
Yeah, bless them.
I'm sure they're all a little bit concerned about the HSCs coming up very soon. It's only a few months away now.
Could you imagine trying to do all that remotely? Far out.
Yeah. Stressful, right? Because it's a big part of their grade. But anyway, as you know, my little guy's only just started high school. Yeah. So
what's that, grade 7?
He's in year 7 and we're driving there today and I said, oh, this is like we're starting back to day one all over again.
Yeah.
Except this time you know what to expect, so it's sort of a bit of fun. So he's only there for today. We'll see what happens.
Was he excited to go back?
Yeah, but you know, he's very, takes it in his stride type of kid. He's very laid back like his father. Bit of a bow on my part though. With the whole lockdown, I was just taking one day at a time and whatever. There were other things were priority. I had not even thought about his winter uniform.
Oh, because it's the new term.
So they've gone into winter uniform, and it's suddenly in the last 2 weeks it's really cold. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, shivers. He hasn't got any long pants. See, I didn't bother getting winter when at the beginning of the year. I just bought all this summer stuff because there's so much stuff. There's books and there's double ups of shorts and shirts and raincoats and shoes and socks and hats, everything from top to toe. Was a laptop, you name it.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, we'll get around to the winter uniform, you know, the end of term.
Yeah.
Well, then all lockdown land happened.
Yeah.
So he has no long pants, no jacket, no jumper to keep the poor kid warm. And I was like, oh, they've just announced we're going back one day a week. And I thought, oh, rang the school. Well, of course, the uniform shop is closed.
Of course.
You could only order online. And anyway, I left it way too late. That typical me with everything. I left it way too late and a bit disorganized. So I had to send him, sort of made the best of a worst case scenario, grab some long navy pants from the local Westfield.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
They look fine.
Same colour.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah. And are the teachers in the room with them today?
I hope there's somebody. That could be interesting.
They've all turned up and there's no teachers.
They're running riot. Hey.
Lord of the Flies.
So I think it's all experimental at this stage. So stay tuned. I'll tell you what that weird and wonderful one day was like when we have more information.
I know the teachers. I know how excited I was to catch up with a couple of my friends once that rule changed. I was like out the door going to see my friends. I think we forget sometimes that the kids, how much the kids were missing their friends as well.
Yeah, and boys, I don't know, I think girls are more chatty, and I'm going to be talking in generalisation here. I think girls are better at chatting on the phone or chatting just about anything.
hence this podcast.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But boys, you know, some are chatty, but mine, no. So I think when he's actually in the room with another kid, he'll be more chatty with them, but, you know, not so much
on the phone.
And, you know, if they play a game together too, they're more just about the game.
Yeah, he's 13, not going to be doing.
No, not so big on just talking for the sake of it.
Tell me about your feelings.
Girls are better at catching up. In fact, I had a great catch up in my community, my business community. I've got a Facebook group and we're catching up while we're still in lockdown. On Friday afternoons.
What's your Facebook group?
Brave Beautiful Business.
Oh, there I like go. That.
It's a bit of a plug. It's a community for women in business.
Great.
Yeah, I had a few of the girls say, well, let's have a catch up. And it's for no other reason than to support each other, you know, brainstorm about business stuff right now while it's all a bit different and weird and have a laugh. Literally just catch up and have a laugh because working from home can feel isolating normally. And right now, even more so because we're not getting to get out and hang out with each other. Yeah, so like you said, I think just everyone's keen to get out and get some fresh air and sunshine.
Yeah, see their friends.
Yeah. Oh, like did you see in California? I think they opened Huntington Beach in California and all these people flocked. It was like thousands of people flocked down to the beach on one weekend.
And we've got to remember, because we're in Australia, obviously, they're opposite seasons. They're going into summer.
Yes. So they'll be residents, I suppose, would be busting to get out into the sunshine, into the water, as long as they can, I suppose, still keep up the safe distancing.
The safe distancing.
I think some fresh air and some salt water is a great
thing. Fresh air and salt water is very good. Very good for everyone's health. Good for your immune system. Very good for everything.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's May. As we get colder, you guys in the US get warmer. We'll all be going in. I'm jealous. So jealous.
Oh, and I'm feeling the cold more this year.
Rugging up
in my polar. There you go. Turtleneck, polar neck is different to polar fleece. Maybe the polar fleece is the polar bear.
A polo.
Polo.
Okay, we come back full circle to how we started. So we've got turtleneck, polo neck, and polar neck.
Polar fleece, isn't it?
A polar fleece.
Maybe that's the one that's the polar bear.
I told you this is a bit like a Seinfeld show. We just chat about anything.
We should have called it Seinfeld Sisters.
Chatting about shiz.
Hey, I have to say now I'm going to have a bit of a boast because I had a day yesterday.
I had a day. Wow.
Now, you're going to get sick of me talking about baking in this podcast, but but in ISO, I've been going a bit cray-cray, so I went, I'm going to bake something I've never baked before that will take all day. And it did.
Why would you want it to take all day?
Because I've got all day. What else am I doing? So I made cinnamon scrolls from scratch.
Ooh. Are they a big deal? I wouldn't think. Are they a big baking pinnacle moment type of project?
I feel like we need to go.
Yeah,
we need that music.
Like you want to go on in the, what's that baking show?
Oh, stop it. I want to host that show.
What's it called?
Great Australian Bake Off, if you're listening.
Oh, nailed it. That's the
yes. Can I
that's
just
the catastrophe.
I want to host the Australian version of Nailed It. That's on my bucket list. Any baking
anyone
show.
Anyone listening?
Baking. Love it. So I don't know. There is a cinnamon scroll. There is a very famous chain in America called Cinnabon. Oh. And that's all they sell is hot cinnamon scrolls of all different flavors and things, and they're not, and they're served warm and they're dripping in that glaze, and that they're really famous over there because Americans, they have them for breakfast, like they have donuts for breakfast. So I don't know why I just went cinnamon scrolls. I think I'd gone down, to be honest, I'd gone down a YouTube hole, you know, when you just start on YouTube and then you go through all different subjects, like you
gone
start
down a YouTube
do you do
hole.
That you know when you just go into the YouTube abyss and you start watching YouTube about, I don't know, like how to garage band our podcast editing.
Absolutely. Go down rabbit holes all the time.
And then I end up on cinnamon scrolls. So
I just thought it was funny. Tube hole. YouTube hole.
YouTube hole.
Yeah.
I'm rhyming. YouTube hole, cinnamon scroll. So I was like, I'll search different things. And then I found this guy. He was fabulous. He's called, I'm probably going to get it wrong, I think it's called Preppy Kitchen.
Oh.
Oh, he's gorgeous. Very gorgeous. Worth a look. And I went, I loved his recipe because he's like, you can do the scrolls where it's more bready, or you can do that enriched, it's called enriched dough, where it's got like.
It sounds like you're about to put it on your face.
Seriously.
Enriched.
I did put it on my face.
In your face.
In my face, dripping. I did an Instagram.
Put it in your face.
Seriously, I did the Instagram post last night after I baked it. I had the dripping coming down my cheeks.
Oh my God.
It's pretty full on, but anyway.
Baking porn.
It was a bit. It was because I'm going, oh, it's so good.
Oh,
shocking.
God.
Shocking. What am
so
I doing?
Cheesy, Lara.
I am cheesy. Well, speaking of cheese, so it had in the dough, to get enriched dough, it had egg, oh, hang on, flour, egg, sugar, milk, but he added sour cream.
Oh.
So good.
That would make it really moist.
Moist maker.
Like sour cream you put in cakes and stuff.
And then a ton of cinnamon, a little bit of nutmeg. So even the dough had the cinnamon in it.
Mm.
But then, so you got to, I did the dough, I used my dough hook for the first time.
A dough hook.
You know what a dough hook is?
I don't know what a dough hook. Oh, is that the thing that flips it around it?
It's the thing that needs the dough. So you put it in your mix. I've got one of those stand mix masters.
Oh, okay. Now it's an attachment.
It's an attachment, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking, what are you waving around your
Freddy,
head?
Freddy Krueger.
What are you doing with a hook?
My Captain Hook.
Or little Bo Peep with a, you know.
It is. It looks a bit like Captain Hook, except it's got a twist in it.
Oh, okay. Yes, I know what you mean now, but the way you're sitting there. With your hands. I think, what is she doing with a hook?
I thought you were
thinking like the pizza guy. You're sort of throwing it around the top of your head.
How's that a hook?
No, you know how he does it with his hand?
Oh,
I thought
right.
You must have had some hook in your hand and you flip.
Oh, classic.
You flip the dough around.
Yeah. There's three on the ceiling as we speak. No. It's like in your mix master, like I've got a Breville one. I love it. And you put in like there's the big whisk that I make my paths with. Then there's like the paddle attachment which you do your cakes and stuff with.
Okay.
This
yeah.
is like a special bread hook.
Like this.
I'm doing a finger, I know.
See, Lara's giving me the finger
right now,
showing me the hook. It's very,
this
very
should be
impressive.
A TV show. So the hook goes in and you put it all in and then you knead it with that hook in the mix master.
Oh, that beats you kneading it for hours.
Yeah, but then you still have to take it out and then you have to still have to do 5 minutes of kneading.
Oh, my God. See, I listen to this and I think, nah.
Oh, see, I love it.
Nah.
It's quite relaxing. So then you do 5 minutes of the – I'm watching him do it on the YouTube clip as I do it, so make sure I'm doing it right. So I've got it all going on the iPad.
Knead it.
For 5 minutes.
Fold it.
Raw high, raw dough.
So then –
oh, my God.
The skulls going.
It's a really bad song. So then you have to rest the dough because it has to rise.
Well, you have to – you need a rest.
I need a rest. I went to the chiropractor, so I thought I've got an hour and a
I put my neck out doing my scrolls.
Probably. So I covered it. You have to cover it in Glad wrap. Then you put it in a warm spot, cover it in tea towel.
Who invented this, for God's
sake? I know.
Well, so many processes.
I told you, it's iso baking when you've got nothing else to do.
It's not iso baking. It's insane baking.
Yeah, it's unemployed baking. So I did that and he said an hour and a half, but he said it can take longer because it's enriched dough.
Of course. Yeast.
Takes longer because it's got all that sour cream to compete against, apparently. So I go to the chiropractor, I come back and I'm like, it hasn't risen very much.
Oh, Mr. Preppy.
So I left it 3 hours. 3 hours. Mm-hmm. I had to wait for it to rise, and it did. Then it gets so involved. Then you have to roll it out into a rectangle. Then you have to sprinkle all the cinnamon sugary stuff on it. Then you got to roll that into like a tube. Then you had to cut it into your little discs, like, and he does it.
He's, oh, so now I'm envisioning sort of like the German, Austrian style.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a big strudel. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So you have to tightly roll it. Mm-hmm. So much butter, it's brilliant. He then gets, he's like, well, you can cut it with a knife, but he's a self-confessed Virgo, so he's a perfectionist.
Mr. Preppy.
Yeah, Mr. Preppy Kitchen. So he gets dental floss.
What?
Yeah, because, and I did it. It so worked. You tie the dental floss, it cuts them into discs without squashing it.
Oh.
Because when you use a knife, it sort of squashes the dough.
Oh, okay. There's another use for dental floss.
This is like, you are learning so much right now in this podcast.
I am.
This is like baking.com. So then you put them in the tin, cover it again, have to proof. It's called proofing.
Excuse me. Yes. Just pause for a sec.
Yes.
How many hours in are we now?
Well.
Just to help people. Like, seriously, guys, okay. If you're thinking this sounds great, but let's just.
So I think I started it. I was due at the Cairo at 3. I think I started it at. Oh, 2. So this is now, I don't know, proof till 5, 4, 4. Oh, no, this is probably like 6 o'clock now.
Oh, 4 hours later.
Yeah.
And then this is 4 hours you may not ever get back.
Well, you can, while it's proofing in 3 hours, you can do other stuff. Like I did other stuff.
That's true.
I left the house when the chiropractor went groceries, had the car washed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, got a lot done.
Okay.
Because you don't have to watch it while it's proofing. So then the second proof is when it's in the discs, right? It's all scrolled up in its little discs.
It yes.
Nice. That took another 2 hours.
It just sits there.
It just sits there in a warm
like
spot.
Bread.
Yes.
Okay.
The second proof. That. So now it's, jump forward. This is now 8 o'clock.
Okay.
8 o'clock at night. I had my dinner watching MasterChef. And then I'm like, okay, in the oven it
inspired
goes.
Inspired by MasterChef.
In the oven it goes. And I'm like, please God, rise. And I did 20 minutes, gave them a bit of a turn, and then they come out. My house. If I had Smell-O-Vision or Smell-O-Podcast, like, oh, my God, it just was the best.
The cinnamon.
Oh, my God. So then you put the glaze. Oh, that's right. While they were baking, I made the glaze because you can't have the cinnamon scrolls out
this
the glaze.
This has turned into a cooking podcast.
I know, sorry. I'm that's very okay. passionate about it. So it's like icing, sugar, cream cheese.
Oh.
It's a cream cheese glaze.
Oh, God. Okay, so we've had the sour cream and now we've got cream cheese.
Yeah, I use light cream cheese if that's
Holy
any help.
Holy guacamole.
Cream cheese.
Calories are off the charts.
Oh, yeah, it's not dieting. Yeah.
No.
Cream cheese, icing sugar, butter, vanilla, milk.
Stop it. And then vomit.
No, not vomit.
I'm sick.
So I put the. So you bring them out the oven, they're piping hot, and you put half the glaze on so it all like sinks into the cracks and the crevices.
Okay.
And just, oh my God.
Yeah, it's nice and gooey, runny.
Amazing. And then I went, I have to call my neighbours. So I called my neighbours and I went,
what time is it?
9:30.
I text. Obviously, you've got neighbours that are friends or yeah, that you get along well
best
with.
Best neighbours ever. Text
Excuse
my
neighbor. Me.
I text them and went, seriously, you have to come and get one of these cinnamon scrolls. You have to, has to be done. So one of them texts me straight back, goes, I'm there. Comes up, knocks on the door. She's like, oh, my God, amazing. They're amazing. I send her home with a scroll and PS.
And this is your friend that you lent the flour to?
No, different one, different neighbour.
Different friend, yep. Okay. You're like a cooking club in
yeah,
that place.
She's my neighbour who brought me the wonderful beef cheeks the other week.
You do. You have a wonderful
community.
Community.
We do. We share all our stuff.
I don't even know who lives next door.
You don't know your neighbours. I love my neighbours. So anyway, so she I send her away with peanut butter cookies anyway and scrolls and things. My other neighbour was asleep. I woke her up.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah.
She'd love that.
I actually rang her because she didn't reply to text. I went, mate, cinnamon scroll. She's like, yep. I was asleep on the couch. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
No sleeping. You've got to see the scrolls.
Can't sleep, need the scroll. So she's getting hers today because it was a bit late. But and I did bring you one. What did you think?
Did.
What's the verdict?
I have taste tested it. Very nice. Mm. Very nice. Warmed it up a little bit. In
yeah,
the
they've got to be warm. We had to re-zap
it. Had it with
it.
My cup of coffee. Only had half though. They're pretty
they're rich.
Filling. Mm. But yeah, delicious. Well done. High five.
Thank you very much.
Sister.
I say baking with Lara.
Yay, yay, yay.
Well, that was my big day yesterday.
Fabulous, fabulous.
What else?
I don't know. I think that's May for now.
That's filled a whole month.
We've done May. We're still only halfway, but.
Yeah.
Oh, before we sign off for today, let's tell people how they can get in touch with us, because we want to have sort of a little bit of a two-way conversation with anyone that's loving to tune in. And plus we want to start asking you some questions of the sort of stuff you'd like us to chat about too. So where can they find us, La?
They can find us on Facebook. We're Sisters Ink Show on Facebook, and we're Sisters Ink Show on Instagram.
Yeah, we're going to aim to, you know, bring them to you weekly. We'll see.
There we go.
No rules.
One day at a time.
Okay. No, time's up.
Time is up. But we've waffled on way too long, as usual.
We've got to scroll off.
Yes. There's baking to be done.
Hope you enjoyed hanging out with us for the last half an hour, guys. Take care, and we'll see you next time for the Sisters Ink Show.
Bye, guys.
Bye.